A 13-year-old boy is due to appear in the Brisbane Children's Court today, charged with the murder of a 12-year-old. Elliot Fletcher died yesterday after allegedly being stabbed during a fight at the Queensland Catholic Boys' School, where he was a pupil. His death has again raised questions about the prevalence of violence in the nation's schools and what type of security is appropriate. Charlotte Glennie reports from Brisbane.
Elliot Fletcher was allegedly stabbed with a knife shortly after arriving at school yesterday morning. Queensland criminologist Professor Paul Mazerolle says there's growing anecdotal evidence to suggest schools are getting more violent.
Certainly anecdotally we hear of more events and we certainly hear of more serious high-profile incidents, which are very serious. There seem to be increasing.
Professor Mazerolle is the director of Griffith University's Violence Research Program. He's studied the issue of youth violence for the Queensland government.
What is particularly concerning is the young people are carrying knives. If anything, we're fortunate that we don't have a gun culture in Australia like they do in other parts of the world. But we're starting to hear reports anecdotally that the young people are concerned about knives at schools. So that sends a very strong message that we need to be vigilant.
Elliot Fletcher's death follows another teenage stabbing at another Brisbane Catholic school less than a fortnight ago. Professor Mazerolle says in many ways it seems that schools in Australia are becoming as violent as schools in the United States.
I think the best evidence we have on that is some studies out of Victoria. Professor John Timberew, a colleague of mine at Deakin University, he's been doing some research in some Victorian schools and comparing them to Washington State. And somewhat alarmingly, they're finding very similar levels of participation in violence and certainly alcohol use than kids over in Washington State in America. So the belief that places like America own the violence problem is a misnomer. We have significant violence issues here in Australia.
Professor Mazerolle says thorough surveys are needed nationwide to assess the extent of the problem, and he says there could be a case for increasing school security. But Queensland's Premier, Anna Bligh, has rejected any suggestion the violence is a growing trend.
I think it's fair to say that the schools of Queensland are not like some of the schools we might see in some of the big cities in the US. We don't have a serious problem with children bringing implements and weapons to school. We'll be certainly looking at the arrangements for school security as a result of this incident.
The president of the Queensland Secondary Principals Association, Norm Fuller, says he believes school security measures are adequate.
I think schools have very, very good processes in being alerted to these types of situations happening, and I think they have very, very good response processes in place. So I think that some schools may want to review their processes, but I don't believe that most schools would need to do that.
The president of the Queensland Secondary Principals Association, Norm Fuller. That report from Charlotte Glennie.